Welcome to the series on sociocultural theory in language teaching, learning and assessment. In this video, I'm going to talk about the relationship between assessment and teaching and learning. Namely, we'll talk about different ways of thinking about different kinds of assessment, how they relate to teaching and learning, and what picture of the reality they create for learners and teachers and others. We'll talk about three kinds of this, of the way that you can see this relationship, namely a gap, a bridge, and a dance. And I'd like you to keep these three pictures in mind until the end of this video. And then we'll briefly talk about dynamic assessment. We'll discuss it more in a different video or series of videos in this resource. So let's get right to it. And the first way that you can see the relationship between teaching and assessment and learning is that of a gap. And normally, this is you can think about this relationship when you think about assessment that happens at the end of some teaching period, right? When learners are required to demonstrate their learning outcomes. And so it's also used for gatekeeping, right? So if you think about the entrance examinations to the university, for example, or the matriculation examination, right? And this is a kind of assessment when teachers sort of see these two purposes of teaching and assessing as completely different, sort of they jump in a different set of shoes, and they will think about assessment as something which is, should be very objective, should be very reliable, and they will think about things like cheating, for example. And so whenever the talks happen about the connection between teaching, learning, and assessment, and this kind of assessment, this connection is usually seen as something negative. So you think about teaching to the test, for example, or learning to the test, as you can see this in this picture. So somebody would just learn the thing that they need to write about in a test, and they would feel good, but not actual learning or development happens. The other kind of way you're thinking about the relationship between teaching, learning, and assessment is elicited in our national core curriculum, right? So we think about student learning happens during the course, it's a continuous process, and learners are involved in this process, right? And the purpose of this kind of assessment is to support learning. And I'd like to think about this this relationship as a bridge, right? So teaching and learning are not the same thing. They don't happen in the same way. And learners do not necessarily learn everything that we teach them or in the way that we teach them. And assessment becomes this sort of a bridge for the teachers to know, right, what has been learned and where they could adjust the teaching, what kind of feedback they can give to their learners in order for learners to learn, right, to develop. And so you could see whether they've learned it or it's not yet there and how to move them forward, how to help your learners. And I think that these two kinds of ways of thinking of assessment can be understood the best with reference to equality versus equity, right? And this picture here explains it pretty well, I would think. So the one is about creating sort of equal, or the thinking about the learners is equal, so they kind of they are engaged with in this assessment in a very equal way. The other one is about creating opportunities for all the learners to thrive. And that almost necessarily means a different approach to our learners. Now, the third way of thinking about assessment and teaching and learning relationship. So, whereas in that bridge metaphor, they are seen as separate, there is another way to think about it. And it happens quite often in the classroom. It's simply that we don't usually think of this as assessment. And that is teaching and assessment becoming parts of the same activity. And I'd like to think about this one as a dance. Because teaching needs assessment, and assessment needs teaching. And in this way that teaching, sort of a, if you think about that we discussed in the previous video, how teachers' mediation creates opportunities for the learners to react in novel ways, in new ways, right, or perform in novel ways. And this can be assessed, right? So we'll assess how the learners react, and that becomes sort of the basis for the teacher to mediate further. And this metaphor of a dance is behind dynamic assessment, which is essentially one dialectical activity where the teaching and assessment are dialectically related. We talked about dialectics in a previous video, so you can go and watch it. You'll see the link to that video in the video description. So, well, we came to the end of this one, and we, in this video, now we learned something you should be know a bit more about kind of different ways of how you can think about the relationship between teaching, learning, and assessment. And in the following video, we'll talk more about this final way of thinking about this, which is as a dance. So this concludes this video. Thank you for watching.